This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, April 26. The Fisherman. Our reading comes from John chapter 21. Afterward, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Galilee. It happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, also known as Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. "I'm going out to fish," Simon Peter told them, and they said, "We'll go with you." So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, "Friends, haven't you any fish?" "No," they answered. He said, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, "It is the Lord," he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken it off, and jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from shore, about 100 yards. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals there with fish on it and some bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you have just caught." So Simon Peter climbed back into the boat and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, but even with so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." None of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread, and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. If you're an expert at something and have done it for a long time, it can be difficult to take advice from someone else. In our reading today, though, we find that even though Jesus' disciples are experienced fishermen, they take advice from a stranger who calls out to them from the shore. Maybe they go along with this advice because they have been out all night and have caught nothing. Fishing on the Sea of Galilee could be unpredictable, and even experienced fishermen could get stumped. Or maybe this stranger spoke with enough authority to convince them to listen to him. This particular stranger, who was the Lord of heaven and earth, surely had abundant authority. Whatever the case, it didn't take long for the disciples to realize who the stranger was. Their catch of fish was so big that they couldn't haul it in. And John said to Peter, "It is the Lord." Clearly, they remembered a time when this had happened before. Back then, Jesus had called these fishermen to follow him, and they had joined him on an incredible journey. Now Jesus was meeting with them again to renew their call to follow him, and they followed. Jesus calls us to follow him too. Will you join him again today? Pray with me. Jesus, help us to say yes to your invitation and guide us to follow you today and every day, wherever you call us to go. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.